1620-94.5 WTAW. Brian Ice, students and employees were thanked before the holiday break for reaching an $80,000 goal to help finance the construction of a Habitat for Humanity home. Occupying the five-bedroom, two-bath home will be three children, ages 10, 5, and 2, along with their parents and the children's grandmother. Beginning the presentation at the December 15th, 2022, Bryan ISD School Board meeting, Bryan ISD Superintendent Ginger Carabine.
We've been talking a lot about the Bryan ISD build in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. We decided last year, we started gauging the interest, quickly realized we had a lot of interest, and then we started working on a plan, and we launched it in August of this year. We challenged our students, and we have a lot of them in the audience with us here today, but our students and staff rose up to the challenge to build a house for a deserving family here in Bryan, Texas. We knew we needed to raise $80,000 to build this house. So our kids rolled up their sleeves and they went to work. Everything from car washes, working concession stands, pumpkin patches, showing up at Rotary Club meetings, Lion Clubs meetings, you name it. They were all out and about in our community with the support of their staff at the different campuses and in many different departments. So I am pleased to share with the Board of Trustees today that we have actually exceeded the $80,000 required to build this house. Again, this did not happen by chance. It happened because of so many caring individuals in our community. We had parents, citizens, community, faith-based partners, school board members, so many people contributing to make this a reality. And I just have a couple of slides. I could go on for 2 or 3 hours with this, but I know we're going to do just a sneak preview today because I have another exciting announcement. The family who will actually live in the house is here with us today. So in just a couple of minutes, you will meet that family. But I just want to remind everyone in our community how we made this happen. It was because of a supported community. And at our last board meeting, you may recall, we celebrated and recognized the Ruth Clearfield family for the matching gift up to the amount of $40,000. Because we're exceeding the amount, we won't even need the whole $40,000 because we surpassed our goal with that. But again, so many different entities contributed. Our amazing schools, I can't talk enough about the involvement and how we integrated this in with our curriculum and instruction. And I'm going to just go through a couple of slides here very quickly so you can see the impact. And you're going to notice that every single school is represented because every single school participated in some way. With the hats on, where we donated a dollar to wear hats, we had different themes, sports days, we had pie in the face for the raising the most money, we had cheerleaders and student ambassadors working every single Friday night football game, just on and on and on. You can see student ambassadors again out in a profound way in our community. We had, different levels, high school all the way down to pre-K involved. And I'm just going to go quickly. You can see we captured photos from every single school working in many different ways. And the wonderful thing about this is that it united our school communities. Our parents worked with their students alongside the staff members to raise the money needed. And these are just more pictures, and I'm going quickly. You can see in that one, we were recognizing someone in the boardroom. We have several big donors that I will bring in throughout the remainder of this school year so that we can recognize and appreciate in the boardroom. So again, apologize for going quickly, but this is just an example of going the extra mile. Again, our students taking full credit for this, making this happen. So we're so excited. So now to the important part, our why. The whole reason that we set about with this journey is our students in Bryan ISD were committed to building a house for a hardworking, well-deserving family in Bryan ISD. And in the audience today, we have the family. We're going to meet them in just a moment. And we also happen to have several staff members from Kemp Carver Elementary because the students happen to already attend Kemp Carver. So some of their teachers and counselors are here to support that. So at this time, I invite the school board members to meet me down on the floor so we can meet the family. Habitat for Humanity staff, if you'll come forward with the family and then introduce so that we can come down and shake their hands and meet them. And Kemp Carver staff, if you want to come up as well. And Dr. Brian Merrill, if you'll come up with the student ambassadors, we'll meet and greet and make this official.
As they make their way up, it's an exciting vision and something that was easy to get behind. When Ms. Carabine really had the vision, she's been working on it for years, she challenged us and in turn challenged the kids. And so it's very, very important for us to give the kids agency and allow them the opportunity to make a difference, to not only talk about the Essential Eight, but live it out. And so we're going to ask just a few of the kids that have been from the ground up to say just a few words and just to explain a little bit about the excitement centered around today and just all the hard work. When we talk about the events, there's a ton of events, and it was all in worthwhile. It was all meaningful, and it meant so much to everyone, but I'd let them share a little bit.
We're just excited to like see the house that we've worked so hard to build and raise money for, so we're really excited for that.
Thank you so much. And this is our student ambassadors. This is just a small representation. There's hundreds of them, honestly, on various campuses all the way from elementary up. And so we started with middle school and high school and just challenged them to think in all the different ways that they could not only fundraise, but just bring awareness. And as much as we've raised $40,000, I think in the Brazos Valley, more people are aware of Habitat for Humanity and what that means, and what it doesn't mean, and many of the things that were myths. We've obviously done a great job and putting those out. So we're incredibly excited to see where this goes, to look at the partnership. And without the work of the students and the giftings and all of the things that happened, I know today wouldn't be possible. So we're incredibly excited just to celebrate in today.
Thank you. Thank you. Student ambassadors, come on up. And I'm going to turn it over to Carl with Habitat for Humanity so he can formally introduce us to the family. We're so excited.
Howdy. All right. Owning in Aggieland. I love that. Good afternoon. My name is Carl Odosko. I'm the Director of Development for Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity. I didn't know there were going to be this many people, but this tells you the extent of what it took to make this happen today, and I'm really, really excited to be a part of that. Habitat for Humanity, again, is a program here in Bryan College Station, started in 1989. The family was selected through our program, Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity. They were vetted and received will receive a home from Bryan, from Habitat for Humanity. The Quintero Mendez family will receive a zero interest loan that they will use to purchase their home, and they will pay back the loan over a 30-year mortgage. So Habitat homes are not free. They will work for it, and they will pay it back through a zero interest loan. Today we have representing the family, Mr. Jose Quintero, Ms. Adriana Mendez, her mother Abigail Mendez, and also, they are the parents, Jose and Adriana are parents to Dante, age 10. When I wrote this, he was age 10. He might be a little bit older than that. So, okay. age 10, he's a fourth grader at Carver Kemp Elementary and loves to jump on the family trampoline. Ingrid, age 5, she loves to put makeup on her dolls and will soon become a Bryan ISD student in the very near future. And Justin, who's 2, he just likes to play with his cars, so. Adriana and Jose can't wait for the day when they will be able to move into their very own home. The biggest reason for their excitement is it can be summed up in one word, space. Having enough space in their home has been the biggest issue for them to overcome until now. Thanks to the generous support and sponsorship of Bryan ISD, the Clearfield family, they will be moving into a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home that will provide plenty of space for the whole family. Adriana said, and I'm quoting her, "Our kids will finally have a home and their own rooms that they can decorate to their liking." Jose and Adriana are deeply grateful to the Clearfield family for their generous matching gift of $40,000, and especially to everyone at Bryan ISD, our students, our teachers, the principals, all the support staff, and everyone who participated. I especially want to recognize Mr. Lester Banks. Lester Banks did a tremendous, tremendous job and donated to this project through his own sheer force and will that we all know Lester can do, right? There's no question about when he puts his mind to doing something. So thank you very much, Lester, for what you're doing for this project. But also, more than anything else, I want to thank again everyone who participated, everyone who gave, whether you gave a little, whether you gave a lot. It all comes together for the greater good, right? But also, more importantly, our superintendent, Ms. Ginger Carabine, whose tremendous leadership with this project make it help a tremendous success. She was a driving force behind this type of thing. I thank you so very much, Ms. Carabine. Thank you very much, Ginger. And lastly, Adriana asked me to express to everyone, and I'm quoting her, "We are thankful for everyone helping us on our journey to building and buying our own home. It will bring our family so much happiness and forever change our lives for the better. Quintero and Mendez family, ladies and gentlemen.
And we have a few gifts for the children. So there's one for you. And we got Mark and Deidre. This one I think is for mom. And this one is, and then if you, Ms. Waller, if you'll look over at our house, at our facade here, you notice right now it says Brian ISD Build. And by the way, our welding students at Rudder High School made these for us. So we're going to take down the Brian ISD Build sign and we're going to replace it. It now says Brian ISD Build Quintero Mendez Family. So we're so excited. So when you have your real house built, you can take that to the real house. And we, again, will be with you every step of the way. And I just can't express enough my appreciation and admiration for our Brian ISD students. High school, middle school, intermediate, and elementary students stepped up and answered the call. And we know that couldn't have happened without the support of the amazing staff all throughout our district. And Kemp Carver, we really appreciate you being here today because you know firsthand how deserving this wonderful family is because you're already teaching their children. So thank you for being here. And for our audience, thank you for your support. So appreciate it.
Comments from the December 15, 2022 Brian ISD School Board meeting. Presentation materials are online at WTAW.com.